This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi. All right, got to fix my hair. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When I was in college, UNLV, I worked for the EPA, and I also did medical research. One of our studies that I did in the microbiology lab was we looked at bacteria that was growing at the Nevada test site. And at the Nevada test site, I mean, you wouldn't expect a lot of bacteria to live because it was a test site, and we expected the nuclear energy to have killed a lot of bugs. And we were able to go, you know, deep into the mines, grab samples. There was bacteria there, kind of sturdy suckers. But it was very interesting to see that there was different vegetation. There were different types of bacteria based on radiation. And I remember telling myself that if Vegas ever grows and expands, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I really apologize, I'm having like major issues here. If I ever stayed and lived in Las Vegas, Nevada, I would need to make sure that I didn't live west and north, more towards the Nevada west, that side, okay? And I live in southwest, but, you know, it doesn't really matter at this point, because it's really windy out here, and if anything does happen, we're going to feel it. We're going to feel it hard. Well, this headline caught my eye, where Nevada is accusing the United States government of secret plutonium smuggling to a site that's just north of Las Vegas. I was like, what? Hell no. And I don't know if a lot of Las Vegans know about this. And from what we're hearing, the U.S. government's like, no, you guys knew it was going to happen, and it happened, and it's done. I guess they were shipping stuff from South Carolina. Why from South Carolina to here? Nevada's not a dump, okay? And there's a lot of arguments. You'll even hear Nevadans go, yeah, you know, we got a lot of desert, and we're not as populous as the other states. So, why not? You know, why don't we take one from the team? No, and not plutonium. Oh, my God. Plutonium, a lot of you guys remember from 1.21 gigawatts, the Back to the Future, Doc Brown, where he used plutonium. Plutonium is, that's some heavy-duty stuff. I've never gotten to work with plutonium, and I don't think I want to. Plutonium has a very, very long half-life. I think like close to 100 years. So if you get exposed to that, it could sit there and cause damage for a long time. It's not so much a risk if you touch it, but it's a risk if you inhale it, ingest it, get it into your bloodstream. So if there is plutonium and it gets into the soil of the nuclear site, and there's a dust storm. We had like a little tornado the other day. I mean, it's dusty. By the way, we're more windy than Chicago. Everybody says Chicago's a windy city. Vegas is. It is windy all the time. That's why my hair looks like this. I mean, look, I'm not very, it's because it's windy. I'm in my studio and it's windy. And if the plutonium mixes with the soil and then blows, right, a certain way, you breathe it in. If you breathe it in, it's toxic. It could cause liver cancer, bone cancer, I believe also skin cancer. I need to double check the list of cancers. But it's been very highly studied as a, you know, something you don't want to have enter your bloodstream. People might ask, well, wait a second, okay, what are the symptoms if I do get exposed to plutonium? They're vague. You can have nausea, you can have vomiting, you can get infections very easily. I got to be very, very careful talking about this because I don't want people calling in to my telemedicine company, to the telemedicine company going, you know, I've been throwing up, I got plutonium poisoning. Probably not. But when you do get sick pretty quickly. It can affect your blood cells. You can get neutropenia where you don't have very robust white blood cells able to fight infection. It can affect the bone marrow that does produce cells that fight infection and blood. So it's bad. So from what I understand, this has been a year-long legal battle, and I don't know why I haven't really been kind of briefed on this. The Dr. Dahlia Show news team isn't here. My producers at GCN are awesome, but I have a Dr. Dahlia Show news team, and they're kind of a bunch of doofuses, okay? And they're not here. Again, I don't know. They're hungover, so I need to rip my team a new one because I would have liked to know this. But from what I understand, we started a lawsuit, and then we didn't include enough, and now we have to sue again. So the latest filing in the year-long battle asked U.S. District Judge Miranda Dew in Reno to reject the government's notion to dismiss the state's lawsuit. And Nevada is challenging the Energy Department covert or secret shipment of this highly radioactive material from South Carolina last year. Now, the department says it's moot because I guess they already promised they're not going to bring any more plutonium to Nevada. But what was done was done. They said it's been consummated. They said the transport plutonium from South Carolina to Nevada has been consummated and cannot be undone. Consummated means you have sex, right? Like, they consummated the marriage. Who consummated with the DOE? I would really like to know that. I didn't get to have any sex, all right? But I have the plutonium in my backyard, not cool. So apparently, the Atomic Energy Act of 1954 gives the U.S. sole responsibility for regulation of radioactive material. Lord have mercy. And the Supreme Court has said states have no role in the transportation, meaning the government can dump whatever the hell they want. So Nevada thinks these arguments are hazardous. And from what I understand, they have... I'm sorry, I'm pulling this up right now. Earlier this year, the judge refused to temporarily ban shipments in Nevada. After the government disclosed in January it already had trucked half a metric ton of plutonium, Dew said the matter was moot because the plutonium was already there. I would say unmoot it and take the crap back. So there's an updated complaint that says regardless of any mootness, I hate that term, moot, related to further shipments, the court has power to order removal of the plutonium. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. So get this crap out of our backyard. I don't know what the hell you need to do, okay? Give it to one of our enemies. And realize this stuff is, like, bad. It's bad. Yeah, I'll stop there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Paul wants me to talk about the down and dirty of workers' comp. I haven't talked a lot about workers' comp on the show. Every now and then we hear of a case of fraud. I think last week a Texas woman was convicted on 6 counts of healthcare fraud in connection with the $5.5 million workers' compensation overbilling scheme. Let me tell you about this one. Melissa Samaror, 48 years old, of Lorena, Texas, was found guilty by a federal jury following a 5-day trial. She and co-defendant Latasha Morgan of Grand Prairie billed the Department of Labor Office of Workers' Compensation for more physical therapy work than was provided. Oh, that's not good. Morgan has pleaded guilty and is scheduled for sentencing in March 2020. Both women work for Dr. Les Benson, a physician who played pro football for the Dallas Cowboys in the 70s. And I guess Benson has been indicted twice in connection with the case. Dates back to 2011. But we don't know so much of what his status is with this. And apparently, Sumer Moore and Morgan were billing clerks for, quote, Physician A, whose sources say was this Benson, a former Cowboy player. I guess complaint said that Physician A incentivized Melissa Sumer and Latasha Morgan to maximize billing by offering a bonus if their respective clinics billed over $50,000 in a week. One complaint said Sumer Moore and Morgan submitted and or taught others to submit false health care claims. Whoa. Since its creation in March 2007, the DOJ's Medicare Fraud Strike Force has charged more than 4,200 defendants who have billed the Medicare program for nearly $19 billion. Workers' comp is a different fund. Workers' comp, as you know, is you're an employer. Take off a jacket. You're an employer, and you need to take care of your employees if they hurt themselves on the job. In the olden days, employers wouldn't have the extra funds. And if you hurt yourself, if you fell off a roof, if you fell off a skyscraper, if you dropped acid or hot coffee or slipped and fell, you were stuck. If we go to the courts, employees versus employers would try to take it up in the court after legal fees and all that. Most people, they just had to kind of eat their own damages and injuries. Laws got established where all insurers, all employers have to have insurance, workers' comp insurance. And workers' comp insurance couldn't rape you. It had to be a decent price. And I got to admit, it's better than health care, the prices, ACA, you know, induced health insurance prices. But workers' comp, no deductible for the patient. If they hurt themselves on the job, they can get treatment. No questions asked. They're not allowed to get fired. The firing, that's a little bit of a scoop I need to talk to you guys about. But no chance of getting fired because of an injury you're not supposed to. I understand at-will states can play around with that a little bit. And they get their treatment taken care of. And then employer doesn't have to pay. Employee doesn't have to pay. There's a third party. There's clinics out there that take workers' comp. A very reduced rate. It's not a very juicy sort of payment. But people get taken care of. There's workers' comp clinics. It's fantastic. Nice system at play. Not so nice. Okay. So when you do have a workers' comp case, and I don't know what the hell these people are doing, you know, pretending you did therapy when you didn't. I mean, the patients can show proof that they weren't there if it comes down to it. I don't understand how somebody would even think to fake that. But when you become ill or hurt, your employer can't deny you workers' comp. They have to send you to get seen. Now, you do have some people that fake it. And some people say, well, if an employer doesn't have to pay, why should he care? Well, once there's a workers' comp claim filed, your workers' comp injury company could then hike up the rates. Or they could drop you. So employers do have a little bit of skin in the game, because if they have a, you know, office where there's always wet floor and people are always falling, something's got to get done. And that workers' comp insurance company's like, okay, we're not going to pay for this. Or you're going to have to pay higher, you know, per employee. So that's why employers still feel a little bit of a sting when you file a claim. They also feel a sting because now you can't work. And so now they have to find another employee. They can't really replace you because you're hurt. So now they have to hire another employee. So it does hurt the cost. But not enough to the point where they should feel the need to fire you. So let's say you slipped and fell because of something at work. You go to a workers' comp clinic. They might not let you go to any random ER urgent care. To control costs, you'd have to go to like a certain workers' comp clinic. These workers' comp clinics, however, are very, very well versed on how to tell if somebody's a faker, how to tell if somebody's trying to milk the system, get out of work. And as you've seen, there's tons of studies saying if you have injured yourself or have back pain, the best thing to sometimes do is get back to the job, because the longer you're away from the job, the higher the disability. So you go to a workers' comp clinic, and the doctors are really nice, and the nurses are nice, the staff is nice, the nurse practitioners, PAs, they're really awesome. I like workers' comp guys, because they do. They have a lot of empathy. But if it isn't something that requires you to have surgery, or an MRI, or narcotics, you're not going to get it. Again, they're kind of specialists in workers' comp injuries. Like, look, you fell, you know, you look good, looks like your tushy covered it, you got some good cushion there, tushy looks okay, back looks okay, you could try some anti-inflammatory, some ice, you know, don't run marathons at work, but yeah, you could go back to work. Smack you on the body and send you back to work. Now, some people are like, but I got injured on the job. I got injured on the job. I should get compensation. Well, it all depends on how bad the injury is. If you lose a limb, hell yeah. If you needed surgery and your joint can't, or your back, or your knee, or shoulder aren't the same, yeah, you do deserve some compensation. So let's say you did twist your shoulder, or you know, let's say you were shot on the job, okay? You get surgery. You get treated for that. You go through some physical therapy. Let's say you were shot in the shoulder, and that shoulder's not the same. There's a guide. There's a book called The Guides for Physical Impairment and Disability. And so there are doctors like me that have to go through very, very rigorous training on how to rate you. And so after you see your doctors and go through surgery and go through physical therapy, you get released by your workers' comp doctor or the specialist saying, look, you're stable and you're at MMI, maximum medical improvement, meaning this is the best you're going to get. There's no sense doing treatment for another 10 years. This is as good as you're going to get. You can still see me when you want to, but we need to close the case. Then somebody who doesn't know you, can't be biased, has never been a part of your case, gets to evaluate you, and that's what I do. So I evaluate you, and I go, dang, you can't move your shoulder to a certain degree. Now I can tell when you're faking, and I'll say if you're faking, you know, in the report. But I'm like, look, you have restricted movement. I see where the bullet went, all right? You have very objective findings, and I write those objective findings. Then I give those findings. I look at a book, the book, which is the Bible, the guides for this. It comes up with a certain number, and then I give the insurance company that number. And I say, based on his shoulder injury, he's about 5% impaired. The insurance company takes that 5%, uses that for calculations based on your employee, based on your salary, etc., and then will award you an amount of money. I'm not sure if you get it in one lump sum or if you get payments. And many people say, well, you know, I have a lot of pain. Pain is too subjective. We can't use that. Some people have good range of motion, but they're like, look, I had to go through surgery. I still have pain from the surgery. Yeah, I could use the shoulder. And sometimes you do get credit for certain types of surgeries that you've had. But a lot of people who undergo workers' comp don't understand why they're not getting bigger awards. Well, because with workers' comp, their job is to treat you without money coming out of your pocket for an injury and get you back to working. If you have a lifelong disability from having a leg cut off, yeah, there is going to be some sort of a settlement. It's very hard to put a number on that, but they've calculated numbers. But if you had surgery, you're walking, you're back, you aren't disabled, you're able to work again. Basically, that insurance company did what they're supposed to. A lot of patients are upset. They're like, but I'm not the same. And I get that. I get that. But depending on whatever you get as your award, that's it. So the key is you just don't want to get injured. Even if there's all this in place. And, you know, you might not lose your job. Now, sometimes employers do. They're like, you know what? I lost, you know, I some people might fire you. But, you know, it's just because things get paid for doesn't mean it's a complete washout. 1-877-DOCTOR-LA. Don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal prosecutors have filed hate crime charges against a 38-year-old man suspected of stabbing five people with a machete at a Hanukkah celebration in a New York City suburb Saturday night. The family of Grafton Thomas has denounced the crime and says he has mental health problems and no ties to any hate groups. New York Democratic Congressman Adrian Espia reminds us.
They will come after those of the Jewish faith tonight. And if we don't act, tomorrow they will come out after Christians.
That's right.
And if we don't act, they will go after Muslims.
As 2019 comes to a close, police have increased security measures to ensure everyone in New York City will have a safe and enjoyable New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. NYPD says they've not received any specific threats, but if you see something out of the ordinary, to say something. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook at Dr. Dolly Show. I'm not a big coffee drinker, but some of you guys are. And apparently, if you drink filtered coffee, it could cut your risk of type 2 diabetes by 60%. Why? Because they say the papers catch molecules that can affect your blood sugar levels. Those little paper, those little filtered, little soft things. I remember I used to try to blow them up and pop them. You know how, I remember in a school, in the lunchroom, we would take our lunch bags, blow into them and pop it, you know, and make it, you know, make like little bomb sounds, like, right? I would try to do that with those filters. I couldn't do it because they were so porous. But they were so fun to play with the touch. They kind of look like a badminton butterfly thingy. But anyway, I don't know what you call those things in badminton. I was not good with badminton. You have to be really delicate with badminton. All right, give me a racquetball. But anyway, back to filtered coffee. Researchers say the papers through which the coffee is strained catch the little molecules that could affect blood sugar levels. So they affected, they looked at the effects of filtered and boiled coffee when ground beans are added directly to the water. No other types of coffee like instant were analyzed in the research. And they looked at hundreds of volunteers for 7 years. Participants who drank up to 3 filtered coffees a day were 60% less likely to get type 2 diabetes compared to those who boiled their coffee. I don't know how Starbucks does it. You guys can decide. I don't. Again, I'm not a big coffee drinker. Co-author of the study, Professor Ricard Landberg, said our results show clearly, now clearly show filtered coffee has a positive effect in terms of reducing the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. You know, coffee for a long time has had touts of health benefits. You had to drink a crap load. Apparently, last year, the National Cancer Institute in the U.S. found that people who drink 6 to 7 cups of coffee each day were 16% less likely to die from a disease within a 10-year period than those who didn't. Another study from Harvard found if you drink coffee, you're less likely to get depressed. They say women have a higher pain threshold if they drink coffee. And then another study found that you have a lower chance of type 2 diabetes. Now, I don't know, maybe this is true. I mean, you know, my father, I bring up my father because to me there's science there. He became diabetic, a very mild diabetic, but he liked his coffee. He drank his coffee and they used the filter. And he died of a massive heart attack. His diabetes wasn't too bad, but he had diabetes. So, does this mean the coffee staved off the diabetes, or is it bullcrap? Or does it mean for some people it works, for some people it doesn't? You know what's interesting? You see a lot of young kids who smoke pot, and boy, are they skinny. Everybody I've known who used to be really heavy into pot are super skinny. And then adults who smoke just don't seem to be as afflicted with diabetes. My father never smoked pot. Maybe he should have. But there's something to that. And one of the kids asked me yesterday why, if marijuana causes munchies, are kids super skinny if they smoke pot? Well, because this idea of munchies, my son thinks maybe it has to do with metabolism. Maybe what happens is when you smoke pot, it does something to your metabolism. No, do not go out and get pot. No. But it does something to your metabolism such that you might be more hungry, but maybe you burn off the calories more, and hence burning off more sugar. Maybe you have higher, you know, insulin sensitivity. And this is something that they do need to study. The only problem I have with if this really is the case, because, again, I have been suspecting that marijuana does help people with weight loss and does help prevent diabetes. The only problem with that is that when somebody does go off marijuana, boy, do they blow up. They get fat. And you have to go off eventually. You can't be on marijuana for life. We don't have enough studies to know how safe it is. You don't know what you're getting. Some of these leaves may have mold and pesticides and crap on it. You know, you just don't know what you're taking in and consuming. And so, if you're afraid to stop because of weight gain, just like with smoking, you know, and, you know, some people say, well, maybe it's because they just don't eat. They smoke pot, so they don't eat. They're eating less, and they're partying less. I don't know. Maybe it's because they smoke pot, they sleep. When they wake up, most of the day is gone, so they haven't taken in a lot of calories. I don't know. But, and that needs to be studied, and I think the jury is going to come out on there's an issue with it actually helping metabolism. I won't be surprised with that. I really won't be surprised about that. It's just, that's not something that we can promote. You know, know that we want to find the cure-all. We want marijuana or something that's out there in nature to be better than pharmaceuticals. And the problem is it's not. There's not just one type. There's not one strain. You know, every plant can be different. It's a plant. Okay? I mean, unless you genetically engineer and you grow plants to be identical, they're different. Stuff you get at the store is different. Nobody's regulating it. You could get crap. From what we understand, some of this stuff could be mixed with other crap. So right now, all we have is filtered coffee, okay? Then you guys have to go to the coffee. Sorry. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a outbreak going on where people are getting sick. I'm not exactly sure if it's salmonella, but they're blaming little puppy dogs. Apparently, we have an outbreak in 13 states. They say an illness resistant to multiple drugs has hit 13 states, has led to 4 hospitalizations, and they think it's a little baby puppies. 30 people have reported infections as of Tuesday, according to the CDC, which says the outbreak seems to stem mostly from dogs purchased at pet shops. 70% of those sickened who were interviewed reported contact with a little pet from a puppy or a little puppy from a pet store. No single supplier has been connected to cases of the illness, which often involves bloody diarrhea and can be transmitted through animal feces. But investigations so far link 12 affected people to Petland, a national chain implicated in a bunch of these illnesses. And they think it's the bacteria causing Campylobacter, so not salmonella, Campylobacter. 5 of the 12 people are actually employees at Petland. So Petland is based out of Ohio. It has 80 locations across the country. I think I bought one of my pets. I think they had Adopt a Cat. And I think I got little Snowball at Petland. And she called to me, and I was like, oh, my God, little baby girl. And then I adopted her, and then all the cats got sick. When I brought her home, they got pink eye, and I'm like, what the hell? And so we had to treat them. But I still love her, and we still have her, and to this day, she's baby, but she sleeps next to me all day. In fact, for being a nocturnal animal, she, every night when I get to bed, she jumps into bed, and she sleeps next to me, and all night long. And then she sleeps during the day, too. I'm like, what the hell do you do? Okay? Get jobs. All these cats do is just sit there and clean themselves and eat and go pee-pee house and I don't know what the heck. Or they do find a mouse. They do find mice, but then they put it in my purse. Like, you see what I did? You see? I found a mouse and killed it. I go, it's in my coach bag. Now I got to throw out the bag. You're going to give me hantavirus. What the hell? So when your kids go play with puppies, they can get Campylobacter or even salmonella. And so, there's all sorts of stuff in these pet things. Make sure the kids clean their hands and not just sanitize. Because what happens when you're at a mall or, you know, a store, you go into then another store, you go into another store. So the kids aren't necessarily going to the bathroom washing their hands. And then the kid's like, but I want the pet. So apparently federal health officials said last year the puppies sold through Petland were a likely source of an outbreak that sickened 113 people across 17 states and resulted in 23 hospitalizations. The United States sees about 1.5 million Campylobacter cases every year. Usually you get that from eating raw or undercooked poultry or something with which it made contact, but it could also spread through other foods. According to CDC, infection symptoms for humans beyond diarrhea include fever, stomach cramps, 2 to 5 days after exposure. And I know we want to tickle tummy. I know we want to do kisses and furfies and things like that. But, you know, try to wash your hands after you deal with the puppies. 1-877-DOCTORDALI.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a growing number of you are more do-it-yourselfers, not in terms of, you know, do-it-yourselfer with your home improvement or something like that, but in terms of do-it-yourselfers, in terms of owning a business, going online, in advertising. We talked about the other day how there was a company, or maybe multiple companies, that look through people's garbage, clean it up, and sell it. Or they'll go to clearance items or clearance racks in stores, buy those, clean it up, sell it, make money. And I really am a fan of, you know, people finding means to make income legally. Going through garbage, maybe not, but, you know, if you get fired or we're going to be hitting another recession or robots are going to take over a lot of our jobs, you need to be pretty wily and smart and creative about how you're going to support your family. And I would rather you try and support your family legally and ethically, you know, and come up with a business that's fair, you know, than, you know, need to rely on the government. And so many of you will have a job or a product or whatever, and you will get goaded into online advertising. And digital marketing is now kind of the big thing in marketing. I don't know how many of you guys follow marketing, but because social media is so huge, and streaming, and YouTube, these ads are popping up everywhere. I want to play a song on YouTube. I want to play my free song. I have to wait for an ad. Sometimes I could skip the ad. Sometimes I can't. Why? What's the difference? Well, if you skip the ad, the advertiser may not have to pay. And so some agreements, whether your ad is skipped or not, you have to pay. Many vendors are a little smarter than that, going, wait a second, people are going to skip my ad, I don't want to pay. So then the company, like YouTube, says, okay, if the ad gets skipped, you don't have to pay. If the ad doesn't get skipped, you pay. So now you're starting to see more and more of these ads where you just can't skip them. And advertising has pervaded everything. When I'm on Facebook, I get hit all the time. I am right now trying to read an article. And I see Staples. I see Ripple, R-I-P-L. I see all these pop-ups. And I just can't get away from it. When you are on Facebook or Instagram, there are pop-ups. Now, I've looked into advertising. I own a couple Supercuts. And the advertising is such on Facebook or Instagram that you could choose a demographic, males, females, you could choose a zip code. So if I want to send out a coupon and promote one of the Supercut stores, I could find I could say the zip code, and it'll only send that ad to people either in that vicinity or living in that vicinity. So you're not spending money on an ad that goes everywhere. Because that's how it used to be. You used to have to spend thousands of dollars a month on the Yellow Pages. I remember my parents doing this for they would fix appliances, and they had to be in the Yellow Pages. And if they didn't have an ad that stood out, they wouldn't get the business. But these ads cost a lot of money. In the 80s, to spend $1,100 a month was a lot of money. Now, you can spend $5 a day. Or $10 a day, you can do it for 5 days, you can do it for 0 days, whatever. And you could do it yourself. You could maybe hire an ad agency, but they make it very easy where you could do it yourself. So you could basically open up your own company, start a website for free, sell things on Amazon, promote things on Facebook, you know, Instagram for very cheap. I love that we have that. You know, I mean, why should only the rich people and the rich companies be able to sell things? You have, unfortunately, a little more room for fraud. Again, you might be buying stuff that's in people's garbages or whatever. But I love how it's not always a rich man's game. One thing that the internet has done is it has allowed, you know, us more small-time, middle-income people to be able to compete with the Walmarts and to compete with these other groups. And I think it's fantastic, just like with Uber and Lyft. Now, I've been kind of watching what's been going on with the rental car companies. We're going on vacation next week, and we got a rental car, and it was expensive as hell. And rental cars are just getting more and more expensive. Well, because people don't use rental cars as much anymore. Why? Why would you rent a car, pay for parking, be responsible for the car, just Uber? Uber and Lyft have really hurt the rental car agency. Now, the industry stats are showing that they're actually doing better than the past. Why? Well, because if a lot of people aren't buying cars, and they are Ubering, then rental cars could still have a niche. But an analysis of over $140 billion of travel transactions over the past 2 years, 63% of previous car rental customers reduced their spending on car rentals. That's a $3.2 billion loss, according to Fortune. Moreover, 56% stopped using rental car services altogether. Why? If you could just Lyft or Uber to your hotel, then you don't need to rent a car. I can't tell you how many times we've rented a car that we didn't use that just stuck, that just stayed in the hotel parking lot because it was cheaper than a cab. So, you know, we're seeing some differences or some changes with industry. Now, a big headline says Google and Facebook's dominance in online advertising is worth a combined $8 billion in 2018. It could actually drive up prices of flights and electronics. Apparently, Google held 90% of the online search advertising market. These are huge. They made revenues from the search advertising business of $6 billion. Facebook had half the display advertising market, worth about $2 billion. Now, apparently, this report is going to be published next year. But the Competition and Markets Authority think that these tech giants' large market share is going to allow them to increase what they charge companies to advertise, turning around, causing more to you. And, you know, I get that. I have a business. If I got to charge a crap load, see, I haven't had to charge that much in advertising, but I sure get charged a lot. Oh, I haven't had to pay that much in advertising. But when you do own a franchise or whatever, you pay a lot in advertising to the company, etc., because it's a brand. And so, you know, after a while, you do have to start raising your rates. So the reason why this is kind of so headlining and so important is there's all these things that are about to burst when it comes to the economy. True, we have another election coming up. If the Democrats win, if I was a Democrat, I would not want to win this next election because we are going to be in for a real bad recession soon and on their watch. So if I was a Democrat, I would wait, let Trump have another 4 years, and let the recession start, and then look like you get to pick up the pieces. But they're going to want to get into power. But we have all these little kind of bursts where we have all this dependence on certain things. You know, we were talking about free speech when we opened up, when we started. And one thing that movie No Safe Spaces talked about, the one from Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla, was how Facebook and Google can edit, not so much edit, but block content. So if you have something pro-Trump or pro-Obama or whatever, they can block it as they wish. They have rules and guidelines. Well, if they could, they only can allow certain sort of discussion and narratives. They can also do that maybe with products. Well, we think that product is offensive to people. Well, why? It's a MAGA hat. That's offensive to people. Well, why is that offensive to people? Doesn't matter. You can't sell it on our platform. So what makes people a little concerned is that if Google and Facebook and these companies do have that ability to choose what can be said, what can be, you know, aired, then they could also choose what can be sold and what you could purchase. And we might not be as free a country over the next few years as we think. 1-877-DR-TELLY.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.